The Mr. Homer beauty pageant has it all.
Weirdness, stupid answers, really bad contestants, and a crazy host. Other than that, it's like any other pageant.
That's Dax Radke. He's been organizing the pageant for the past 3 years. Despite personal setbacks, Radke has continued the tradition. He says he does it because he enjoys making people laugh.
I am fighting stage 4 cancer and winning the battle. I assume there's a reason I'm still here.
Beginning in the 1950s, the town hosted a Miss Homer pageant. The competition, which was open to high school senior girls, was a major community event for about 3 decades. It ended in the early 1980s. Radke revived the tradition in 2014, dubbing it the Mr. Homer pageant. But this year's winner puts the Miss in Mr. Homer. Trisha Lynn Wilson beat out 4 other contestants to become the first female Mr. Homer. Having a woman crowned Mr. Homer fits nicely with the irreverent tone of the beauty pageant. For newbies in the crowd, host Daryl Oliver described a Mr. Homer parade float from a previous winter carnival.
The float for Mr. Homer, they didn't have enough time to put a sign together, so they wrote Mr. Homer in dirt on the side of the car. And it just kind of sums up our wonderful little town.
Like most pageants, the competition proceeded through 3 rounds. First, Oliver asked the contestants a series of unusual interview questions.
Trisha, what's your favorite recipe for mousse?
Actually, if you slow cook it with tomato and then you let it stew overnight.
So Kevin, Mr. Homer will be required to wear deodorant at all functions. Can you live with that?
All functions?
Next, the talent competition. Whether it was pencil-breaking karate moves or a pirate performing sea shanties, there was a little something for everyone. But once again, Wilson stole the show. Using an assistant, she demonstrated the Homer haircut, slapping a baseball cap on top of his head.
The perfect Homer men's haircut, ladies and gentlemen.
And finally, the swimwear competition. Just one contestant, Garrett Brooks, donned an actual bathing suit. The rest pushed the boundaries of swimwear, wearing everything from cargo shorts to Scandinavian mesh long johns.
Look at that pose.
The judges conferred briefly before selecting Wilson as the new Mr. Homer. The outgoing Mr. Homer, Eric Schreier, gave her not one, but 2 ceremonial keys to the city and the official pageant sash. Wilson rode in last weekend's Winter Carnival Parade and will represent Homer over the next year at a number of community events. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.